With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon has reported to federal prison. Bannon refused to comply with a subpoena from what he described as an illegitimate congressional committee comprised of Democrats focused on January 6th. The Danbury facility is a low-security prison for men and women. Supreme Court rules that former presidents are entitled to some degree of immunity from criminal prosecution, a major victory for former President Trump. Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman says the justices sent the case back to the trial judge.
In the event Trump is unhappy with whatever decisions Judge Chutkan makes, he can again appeal. Again, there is very little prospect that any of this could happen before the election. And if Trump is elected, there's a real possibility he could then direct the Justice Department to dismiss the case against him. If he is not elected in November, then there's a good chance that the case would continue.
The court's conservative majority found 6-3. The presidents were protected from prosecution for official actions that extended to the outer perimeter of his office. Also at SRNnews.com, the House Judiciary Committee files a lawsuit to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio tapes from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur regarding his handling of classified documents.
It's the latest move from top House Republicans in their push to gain access to the tapes following a vote to hold Garland in contempt of Congress early this month over not complying with their subpoena in the matter. The Justice Department subsequently declined to charge Garland with contempt. The suit is also a way for Republicans to further put a spotlight on the 81-year-old president's age and mental sharpness, a topic that dominated political discussion over the weekend, considering Biden's performance in a presidential debate against former President Trump. Speaker Mike Johnson, though, suggested Mr. Biden's memory issues are not the core reason for seeking the tapes, but rather that Republicans want to ensure the transcript of the interview, which they already have, is accurate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A look at homosexual marriage.
In the 20th century, if you had listed the nations where Christianity was most likely to predominate, you would have put the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe at the top. Today, if you look at a map of where same-sex marriage is legal, you will also find the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe topping the list. It's also very prevalent in Latin America. But wide swaths of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East, continue to resist efforts to legalize gay marriage. This despite the fact that Christianity is not influential in several of those regions.
Michael Harrington reporting. A bookstore in San Francisco is sending boxes of queer trans books to places in the country where they are banned in public schools. Operators of Fabulosa Books started sending the vile publications in May. And they've mailed over 700 copies to places like Florida, Texas, and Missouri. This is SRN News. Dozens have been set free by Israel.
A Palestinian health official says Israel's released 55 Palestinians detained from Gaza, including the director of the territory's main hospital. Mohammed Abu Samia was detained in November when Israeli forces raided Shifa Hospital, Palestinian media airing video following his release on Monday. Abu Samia has accused Israeli authorities of mistreating Palestinian detainees, while Israel says such allegations are baseless. Palestinian health officials have said Israeli raids recklessly endanger civilians by forcing several hospitals to shut down or reduce services. Hospitals can lose their protection under international law if they're used for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NYPD investigating the decapitation of a statue of Jesus early Sunday in Queens. Police say it happened at the Holy Family Roman Catholic Church around 5:30 a.m. More details at srnnews.com.